dreams of the Powers and the Gibbs girls. Learning lessons, hosting parties in this modern world. Stick around, a brighter day is guaranteed. Enjoy your time and some etiquette with Emily.
Hello, and welcome to Etiquette with Emily's first ever minisode. I'm your host, Emily Pertzborn. This week's minisode is an excerpt about personal charm and personality appraisal from the 1954 book Secrets of Charm by John Robert Powers and Mary Sue Miller. Emerson once said, "A beautiful form is better than a beautiful face. A beautiful behavior is better than a beautiful form. It is the finest of the fine arts." Keys to personal charm. Are you the woman you think you are, or are you the woman others think you are? These are intriguing questions, one that a charmer should survey frequently, and they are not so difficult to resolve as you may judge. You may consider yourself a paragon of virtues and good intentions, although your behavior may give an entirely false impression of them and so lower your charm quotient in the eyes of others. Just as plausibly, you may never be satisfied or confident about yourself and thus make emotional insecurity and distress your daily fare, although all the while invoking nothing but admiration from your fans. These misjudgments or those of any other category result in personality handicaps. But equalize the image you have of yourself with that which the rest of the world sees, and you will be the well-adjusted, confident, charming woman you want to be. You must, of course, first learn whether a divergence in concepts exists. These are the golden keys to a beloved personality. What do they mean to you? What about your self-control? Are you able to keep both your emotions and your habits under wraps? Neither the termagant nor the sob sister conforms to a man's or child's image of womanhood. Certainly righteous indignation and deep sorrow are valid emotions, but there is nothing righteous about a display of temper nor tears over slight inconvenience or rebuffs. Can you order your days? The woman who can accomplish the day's routine and any extra routine as well exhibits self-control. She is no slave to time, but makes time her slave. What about cooperation? Can you smilingly meet reasonable demands in your home, work, and social life halfway? That is cooperation. What about dependability? You score an ace when you do what you have agreed to do at the time you promised to do it. You are a champion when you appear at moments of duress without prior agreement. What about a sense of humor? Can you laugh at life and at yourself, but never at others? What about humility? The world is too full of pins for anyone to be puffed up, but it is also too full of nails for anyone to be a doormat. What about tolerance? This is the subject on everyone's lips and one to which few give real service. Tolerance is only activated when you realize that the strangeness you feel about people who are different from you or differ with you is felt by those about you. Herein, you have something in common, your differences. And granting the right to differ puts intolerance to flight. What about tactfulness? On the personality exchange, tact is so priceless as an asset that everything written about it sounds like a cliche. Kindness is the soul of tact, or tact is truth's best friend. But in plain language, tact is thinking before you speak or act of the effect on others' feelings. What about gentleness? In our brusque society, it is our privilege and prerogative to be a gentlewoman, a woman of exquisite sensitivity. The next section is how to appraise your personality, and in the book there is a chart called Your Personality Appraisal. There are three columns. The first is what about my, and then goes self-control, cooperation, dependability, sense of humor, humility, tolerance, tactfulness, gentleness. The second column is my opinion, and the third column is others' opinions. At the bottom, it says wherein are the discrepancies and what can I do about them? So here is how to fill in your personality appraisal. Fill in your estimate of your own qualities under my opinion. For example, decide whether you are generally tactful. Wait a minute. What was it you said to Susan about her new beau? Every slip cuts down your rating. Mark yourself excellent, good, fair, or poor, and do it honestly. The last column is harder to fill in. You must average the opinions of at least six persons. A relative, friend, working colleague, the last person to whom you were introduced, a neighbor, a tradesman. You can determine what their opinions of you are by their reactions. How do they welcome you, serve you, or consider you? Do they want to please you, to seek your association? Lastly, balance the two columns. The scoring is up to you. Maybe you marked yourself as tolerant while the second column shows a critical attitude toward others about everything from their noisy children to their political misinformation. Perhaps everyone at the dinner party last week quite obviously found you the essence of tact while you yourself quaked in your boots for fear of saying the wrong thing. Only you can make up the discrepancies, and when you do, a better life begins. I will be including a photo of the personality appraisal chart on Instagram, so you can go to @etiquettewithemily and fill out this chart yourself. Thank you so much for listening to Etiquette with Emily's first minisode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for a full-length episode next week, and as always, good day to you.
etiquette with Emily.